The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton. Chuck Lura teaches biology at Dakota College at Bottineau, and he's a student of biology and interested in all things living in our area, you know, flora and animal life and insects. And today, he's talking about nuisance bugs.
I recently visited with a person that was fed up with the ladybugs, also known as lady beetles, invading his house this fall. What he didn't realize, however, was that these were not the native ladybugs. They were Asian lady beetles, sometimes called multicolored Asian lady beetles. Asian lady beetles have been introduced both accidentally and intentionally on several occasions since the early 1900s. They showed up in North Dakota in the late 1990s and have been making themselves at home ever since. They've been searching for a nice warm place to spend the winter. They pose no real danger, but they certainly can be a nuisance. And if you're prone to stomping on them or smacking them on the upholstery, be aware that they have yellowish-orange body fluids that can permanently stain some surfaces. I've also been hearing some complaints about box elder bugs. They too are looking for a warm place to spend the winter. And like the Asian lady beetles, look for nooks and crannies into which they can enter a nice warm place. And although they do not bite, they have body fluids that can stain surfaces. If you venture out at night, however, you probably won't see many lady beetles or box elder bugs, but you might see some falling stars. The landed meteor shower started on the 6th and will continue through November 30th. The peak viewing period will come on the evening of the 17th and early morning hours of the 18th. The landeds are known to produce around 15 meteors an hour during the peak period. We're waning towards a new moon on the 18th, so if the sky is clear, viewing could be quite good. Although meteors may be observed anywhere in the sky, they'll seem to have originated within the constellation Leo. Leo, however, will not be fully visible in the sky until around midnight, but of course the meteors will be visible. In fact, from now through December, we'll have lots of opportunities to see falling stars. The Taurids meteor shower started in September and will continue until December 10th. The Geminid meteor shower will run from December 7th to the 17th. Then from the 17th to the 25th, the Ursid meteor shower will put on a show. So if you like watching falling stars, this is a great time of the year. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Bottineau. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.